You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Through Christ, we are more than conquerors. Discover faith that conquers in week 3 of Dare to Believe.
We are now on our week 3 of our series Dare to Believe. Last two Sundays ago, we talked about faith to be delivered, si Jehoshaphat. Remember, tatlong armies ang kinalaban niya, but they didn't have to fight the battle because God delivered them from their enemies. Last Sunday naman, pinag-usapan natin si Joshua, faith to declare, dahil kailangan niya ng more time to conquer and time to defeat his enemies. He asked God to stop the sun and the moon. And so that's the faith to declare. Today, we'll be talking about faith to conquer. So let's all stand as we read Joshua chapter 14, Joshua 14, 6 to 14. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. But my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Yet I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land on which your foot has trodden or has walked upon shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old, and I'm still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there," mga Anakim, mga giants po yun, "with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, just as the Lord said." Now Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord. Everybody say, "Wholly follow the Lord." He wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We can hear the word of faith. We pray for your Holy Spirit to stir up our hearts, enable us to understand what it takes to have a faith that conquers. Tulad po ni Caleb, turuan mo kami maintindihan at maisagawa ang iyong salita. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. Dare to believe. Week 3. So we're talking about an audacious kind of faith in this series. An audacious faith is when you step out in faith, you believe God to do the impossible for you, mga bagay na hindi mo pa nagagawa sa dati, things you've never done before. You're willing to take bold risks. You're willing to take risks of steps of faith, no? Take the risk and venture out in new things you have never done before. May mga bagay ba kayong hindi pa nagagawa pero nagawa nyo this year, sa umpisa ng taon? Things you have never done before, but now this year, nagawa nyo. Meron ba kayong specific action na nagawa? Yesterday, one of our youngest son was able to, together with his friends, they went to Tagaytay, at nag-trekking sila, umakyat sila ng Taal Volcano. No? At matarik pala yun, one hour, paakyat, no? At sino sa inyo nakaakyat na ng mountain? How many of you have climbed a mountain? Raise your hands. Yeah, maganda mag mountain climbing, no? Medyo mahirap pataas, no? Kasi matarik. Pero pag pababa, madali lang, no? Kasi pwede ka ng pagulong-gulong, no? Pababa. So, audacious faith. And what do we mean by the faith to conquer? No? Faith to conquer is when we see the accomplishment or the fulfillment of God's promise to us, because our heart is anchored, it is settled, it is fixed on His promises. No? Pag ang faith to conquer po natin ay na angkin natin yung mga pangako ng Diyos sa kanyang salita. No, nakita natin yung pamilya natin sa mabuting kalagayan, tayo nagiging malakas, malusog at masagana ang ating pamumuhay dahil yun po ang pinangako ng Diyos sa atin. Yun po ang dare to believe, faith to conquer. At so, sa ating pong character ngayon na pag-aaralan, si Caleb, siya po ay isa sa mga, he's one of the 12 spies, no, na pinadala ni Moses. No, he was one of the 12 spies, the 12 scouts, to spy out the land, to explore the land. No, tingnan kung anong klaseng mga tao nakatira doon, anong klaseng pananim, anong paano nila lulusubin at tatalunin ang kanilang mga kalaban. Okay, mag-spy ano muna kayo. Mag-venture muna, explore the land first, no, and see what's ahead of us. And so, siya lang sa kasi Joshua ang nagbigay ng positive report about the land, no, kasi nga natakot yung sampu nilang kasama. And only two of them, Joshua and Caleb, they were the only ones who were enter the promised land because of their faith. And now we here, 85 years old na si Caleb, no, after the people of Israel had gained possession of the land, itong binasa natin sa Joshua 14, na conquer na nila yung land at panahon na, it's time to distribute a lot and distribute the land, no, paghati-hatian na nila. And so si Caleb, ni-remind niya si Joshua, no, naalala mo ba yung pinangako sa akin, sa atin ni Moses, no, na I will have this portion of land dito sa Hebron, yun ang gusto niyang maging inheritance, yun ang mamanahin niya. And Hebron, yung old name niya is Kiriath Arba, which means the city of four. Kasi nga, the Jews interpret this meaning the city of the four, the where four patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Adam, as they allege, were buried in Hebron. No? And Hebron was a significant city because it is hard to conquer. It is located 3,000 feet above sea level, mataas po siya, mountainous, katulad ng Jerusalem. It was the place where Abraham built an altar to God. And it is the mountain where God made a covenant with Abraham. And so this Hebron, this place is also, the meaning po niyan ay friendship or association or covenant, no, fellowship. So, and so Caleb was facing a gigantic task, a daunting, overwhelming task. At it is quite a challenge for him. He was already 85 years old. He's going to face giants. At lulusubin niya ang one of the most highest and fortified cities in Canaan. Now, you may be facing your own Hebrons today. No? Meron kang gahiganting problema, gabundok, na utang, meron kang malaking problema kinakaharap, meron kang malaking pinagdadaanan. And so we will learn today how to conquer our giants, how to conquer the land, how to overcome these challenges, no? Katulad ni Caleb. So we'll be talking about the faith that conquers. No? What are the marks of a faith that conquers? Ano ba yung kinakailangan natin gawin para yung faith natin, hindi lang personal faith, but it will conquer. It will achieve great things for God. It will bless other people. Na makapekto tayo ng marami pang tao, hindi lang pang sarili natin. No, tayo makatulong sa maraming tao. When we can do great things for God. Unang-una, it is one of the first mark of a faith that conquers is a solid commitment. A solid commitment to God. The faith that conquers has a solid commitment to God. No? Caleb's commitment was to the word of God in Joshua 14, 6 and 7. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said." Okay, so alam niya yung ano yung sinabi ni Lord. No? You know what the Lord said. And then verse 7, ano sabi niya? "And I brought him word again as it was in my heart." No? Yung pinaalala niya ang salita ng Diyos na nasa puso ni Caleb. So Caleb stood on the promise of God's word. The word of God was embedded in his heart and in his mind and in his heart. No, hindi niya kinalimutan yung salita ng Diyos. And that's why when we know the word of God, alam natin yung pinramish niya sa atin, no, we will be committed to God's word. That's how we will have that faith to conquer. Caleb's commitment was to follow God wholeheartedly. Sabi niya na, yet I wholly follow the Lord my God. Yung mga kasamahan ko ay nagbigay sila ng negative report kaya natakot yung mga tao. But yet, sabi niya, I wholly follow the Lord my God. And then verse 9, Moses swore, promised me, diba, lahat ng iyang lupain na kung saan ka lumalakad ay magiging, yan ang mamanahin mo, magiging sa'yo, sa mga anak mo, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. No? Buong katapatan kang sumunod kay Yahweh. So the first key to Caleb's success was the repeated phrase, wholly follow the Lord. Itong nabanggit po to about Caleb 6 times in the Old Testament, 3 times in this chapter. And it just means, ang ibig sabihin po niyan, wholly follow the Lord, it means to close the gap. No? It was used by hunters to refer to their closing the gap between themselves and their prey. Yung hinahunting nila, lumalapit sila. At para wala nang mamamagitan, no? Magkatabi na sila. No? Parang pwede man tumayo mga kabataan natin, 3. Ayan, pwede nga tumayo, 10 seconds. Ayan, no? Pwede kayong humiwalay muna. Humiwalay. Ayan, magkakaiwalay muna. Ayan, tapos unti-unti kayo magkatabi. Ayan, close the gap. Ayan, close the gap. Yan po ibig sabihin niya, walang namamagitan. There's nothing in between you and God. Okay, thank you. Okay, palakpakan natin sila. Okay. It refers to the fact that Caleb was committed to keeping the distance between himself and the Lord at a minimum. No, every inch, every ounce, every nerve, every fiber, every bone, every flesh of Caleb belongs to God. Ibig sabihin, lahat ng ginagawa ni Caleb, lahat ng binabasa niya, nakikita niya, lahat ng ini-scan niya, lahat ng nakikita niya, lahat ng ginagawa niya, sinasabi niya, it belongs to God. No? Ayan ang ibig sabihin, to follow the Lord wholeheartedly implies loyalty. Sa NET Bible naman, for you remain loyal to the Lord your God. No? Ang iyong this land will be yours permanently because you remained loyal. No? Ito yung katapatan, buong katapatan. To follow the Lord wholly means to concentrate everything that you're doing on one thing. No? Ito yung sabi ni Paul sa Philippians 3. No? But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Ito yung sinatawag na focus. No? Single-minded, wholehearted devotion to the Lord. Solid commitment. Diba? Pag ikaw ay isang athlete o isang player, na, sino sa inyo dito ang mahilig maglaro ng basketball or volleyball? Raise your hand. Sports-minded ka. Yan. Diba? Kung gusto mong mag-champion, no, kailangan mong mag-training, mag-discipline, to work out in the gym, but mag-jogging ka, nag-training ka, mag-shooting ka, mag-exercise ka, so para manalo ka sa game. No? And ito yung focus ni Paul. Ganun rin si Caleb. He was devoted, he was committed to God wholeheartedly, buong pusong pagsunod, buong katapatang pagsunod. At I believe that's the kind of commitment that our running pastor, kung merong running priest, merong running pastor, no? Si Pastor Ferdy Cabiling, na buong Pilipinas ay tinakbo niya from Sarangani, Mindanao, up to Aparri, Cagayan, tinakbo niya at the age of 50. He ran for 50 kilometers every day for 50 days, no? At the age of 50. A man with a different spirit, with a solid commitment because he wanted to raise funds for our Real Life Foundation para po sa ating mga 250 scholars. Siya po ay naka-raise ng more than a little over 2 million pesos, no, sa kanyang pagtakbo. So his determination, his commitment to God enabled him to run and achieve this run 50. No? So solid commitment, that's the first evidence, the first mark of a faith that conquers. The second element is strong confidence. Everybody say strong confidence. Okay, ang matlakas na kumpiyansa, the faith that conquers has strong confidence in God. Joshua 14:10-11. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. No? So ang confidence ni Caleb ay na kay Lord, no? Kasi hinayaan niyang mamuhay siya this 45 years after the Lord spoke this word to Moses, no? And this day is at this time, no, he is already 85 years old. And sabi niya, verse 11, I'm still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. No? So yung lakas niya ngayon ay kaparehas ng lakas niya 45 years ago. No? So 85 minus 45 equals 40. So yung lakas niya, kasing nung 85 na siya, pero ang lakas niya, parang 40 pa lang siya. No? Feeling niyo ba ganun? No? You're 50, katulad ko, I'm 50, but I still feel like I'm 25 pag naglaro ng basketball. No? And Caleb was confident to conquer the land, no? Because he knew that his strength comes from God. And sabi niya, di ba, this 85 years, so for 45 years, pinanghawakan niya, 40 long years, he held on, 45 years, he held on to God's word. Di siya nang hina. No? Sabi nga sa Hebrews 6:12, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Do you know what God has promised to you? Alam niyo ba yung pinangako ni Lord sa inyo? Do you know the promises of God? Are you aware of what God promised in His word? Then, through faith and patience, no, maangkin natin, matatanggap natin ang promise ni Lord. If God promised salvation to your whole family, maangkin mo yun, i-claim mo yun, na God will save your whole family. No, faith is not positive thinking. It's not just motivational thinking or optimism, or it's not just thinking about the bright side of things. But faith is putting our full confidence in God and what He said in His word. No, that's what Caleb had. He had the faith to conquer because he trusted God with all of his heart. Do you trust God with all of your heart? Pinagtitiwala mo ba siya? It's your confidence upon the Lord. So our confidence upon God, no, is upon small things or big things. Natetest yan. No? Maliit na bagay o malaking bagay. Kadalasan, natetest yung patience natin sa maliliit na bagay pag di kagad nasagot yung prayers nyo. O pag di kagad hindi nyo nakuha yung gusto nyo. No? Yung nagda-doubt na. But yet, we have this one member na nag-drop siya ng answered prayer yun sa prayer and fasting natin. Ito yung answered prayer niya. No? Si David. No, this may sound funny to some, but I'm an avid fisherman. And there's one fish I could not catch. It's called a pahap. No, I've been chasing that fish for a year now. No, biruin yun. Isang taon na habulan sa palaisdaan. No, hinahabol niya. I've been chasing that fish. And I added this as a request in my prayer list on Saturday, January 9. We went fishing and I got 3.75 kilogram fish. No, ilang pounds yun? For mga 8 pounds. No? And praise God. He answers prayers. Excited to see God's answers for the rest of our requests. If God can answer small requests, what more are big requests? Okay. Nandito ba si David? Ha? Nandito ka ba, David? Baka mamaya. Nangingisda pa eh. Nag-fishing pa siya. Oh. So, ito yung apahap. Nahuli niya. Yan. Yan yung apahap. Parang overweight na malaking tilapia, no? Kasi nag-Christmas party yung mga isda noong December. Kaya yan. Medyo lumaki, no? Lumobo. Kaya yung apahap. Parang ganyan yung apahap. So, solid commitment. Then, strong confidence. And number three is steadfast courage. Everybody say, steadfast courage. Yan. Hindi lang courage, hindi lang katapangan, kundi steadfast. You're resolutely firm and unwavering. Hindi natitibag, hindi nagbabago, hindi natitinag. No? Caleb had the courage to do the will of God. The faith that conquers displays confident or steadfast courage. Joshua 14, 12 to 13. So now give me this hill country. Bigay mo sa akin itong mataas na lupain ito, no? And it may be that the Lord will be with me And I shall drive them out. Ito yung declaration niya. Paalisin ko sila doon. No? Paalisin niya yung mga higante. And then Joshua blessed him and he gave Hebron to Caleb. Okay, so Caleb had steadfast courage to conquer the land because he recalled what God did for the people of Israel, no? 45 years ago. Remember, he was one of the 12 explorers, no? 12 spies. His courage was evident when he gave a report, a positive report. Pero ano yung kabaligtaran? Numbers 13, yung 10 spies, no? Ito yung sinabi. Ito yung report nila. We are not able to go up against the people. Mas malakas sila sa atin. No? For they're stronger than we are. So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out. The land, no, through which we have gone to spy out is a land that devours its inhabitants. No, malalaki yung mga prutas, mga pananim doon. No, lahat doon malaki. Yung mga tao malalaki, yung mga prutas, yung mga aratilis, singlaki ng tennis ball. Yung mga ubas, singlaki ng basketball. No? Malalaki. And all the people that we saw in it are of great height. No? Matatangkad, mga higante. Nakita namin si Shaquille O'Neal, si Dwight Howard, si Junmar Fajardo nandun. No? Inihintay na tayo, titirisin tayo. Kaya wag na tayong pumunta doon. And we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, no, who come from the Nephilim. Ito yung mga higante. And we seem to ourselves like, para kaming mga tipaklong sa paningin nila. Ganon ding tingin namin sa amin. Para kaming tipaklong. So small-mindedness. No, they are small-minded. They have a fear. They have a faith problem because they have a word problem. No, itong mga 10 spies na to, they have a faith problem because they didn't believe the word of God. They have a word problem. So if you have fear, if you have faith problem, it means you have a word problem. Hindi ka nagbabasa ng Bible. Kaya inuunahan ka ng takot ng demonyo. No? But contrary to the voice of the majority, Joshua plus Caleb plus God is greater than the majority. Kaya ito yung sinabi ni Caleb. Numbers 13:30. But Caleb quieted the people. Shh! Tumahimik kayo dyan. No, let's go up at once and occupy it. For we are well able to overcome it. No, kayang-kaya nating lusubin at talunin ang ating kalaban. No, do you believe that you're well able? Naniniwala ka ba? Ikaw ay malakas at kaya mong conquer ang land. No, sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are well able. Ayan. Sabi mo, sabi mo sa katabi mo, you can overcome it. Ano may overcome? Yung kayang-kaya mo ubusin lahat ng pagkain mamaya. Sa party, ikaw ang uubos. No? You can overcome it. No? Tiran mo naman yung iba. No? So, Caleb gave a positive faith-filled report. Why? Because in Numbers 14:24, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I'll bring him to the land he went to and his descendants will inherit it. So, he had a different spirit, a courageous heart, a different spirit, a different perspective, a higher, greater perspective, a vision, no? Because tinignan niya through the eyes of faith. He saw it through his eyes of faith. And that's what he did. His courage became steadfast, unwavering, unchanged through the years. After 45 years until Joshua 15, ito binigay na ni Joshua kay Caleb, yung lupain, a portion. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, okay, mga tatlong higante, the sons of Anak. From there, he marched against the people living in Debir. So he was determined to conquer his inheritance through courage because he had faith in God who is faithful to fulfill his promise. Here's what Stephen Furtick said regarding audacious faith. Audacious faith is the raw material that authentic Christianity is made of. It's the stuff that triggers ordinarily level-headed or sensible people like you and me to start living with unusual boldness. No? Dapat raw tayo men and women of great faith kung totoo tayong Kristiyano. At itong audacious faith, itong faith natin ang nagpapasimula, ito yung nag-spark para tayo ay mamuhay ng may kakaibang katapangan, no? Greater boldness, greater courage, stepping out in faith, do things you've never done before. Maybe bago ka pa lang, magpa one-to-one ka na, magpa-disciple ka na dito, sumama ka na sa isang victory group, no? Tapos matrain ka doon sa ating discipleship journey. You'll be trained how to lead your own victory group, para mag-lead ka ng small group Bible study sa office nyo, sa school nyo, di ba? Step out in faith, o kaya sa pamilya nyo, bago kayo kumain, di ba? Daddy, mommy, ako na mag-pray. Okay? Hindi pa nagawa ngayon. So, Lord, I thank you for this food. Thank you that you said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. No, just pray food scriptures, no? Wala muna yung salvation. Kaya, and step out in faith, no? And share the gospel to your family. No? Bring them to the Lord. So, audacious faith. Caleb had audacious faith because he had a different spirit. And parang ganito yon. He had when you go to a 3D cinema, di ba, pag nanood kayo yung 3D, napanood na kayo yung 3D na movie, 3-dimension, di ba, may sinusot kayong 3D glasses, di ba, para yung paglabas, ano yung mangyayari pag sa panonood nyo? No? Parang ganyan, no? Lalabas sa sinihan, sa screen, parang totoo, no? Parang karap mo lang, no? Si Shrek? Saka sino pa yung sino yung sinasakyan niya? Si Shrekoy, no? Si Shrek, saka Shrekoy yan. So Caleb. Si Caleb had the courage to conquer because he saw the challenge through the 3D lens of faith, no? Not through his lens of fear. So ganun rin tayo. If you see a great challenge, do you see a mountain of problems, or do you see a mountain of opportunity where God can display His power through you? Meron na naman testimony si Maricar de la Cruz. With God, nothing is impossible. Someone unexpectedly gave me 5,000 worth SM gift checks, no, which served as a late Christmas gift as the school year 2016 opened. I was so thankful because we spent much last Christmas that God surprised me and answered my prayers. My prayer, He does really know what we need, no? So God is our provider, no? Through the lens of faith, no? So that's why if you have lack, see God as your provider. If you're having confusion, see the Lord as the one who will guide you and give you peace. No? If you have a sickness or disease, believe and claim the promise of God concerning your healing. It's all in the Word of God. And that's why Caleb had the boldness, the courage, no, to conquer the land. He did not agree with the majority. He agreed with God's word. So we, on the other hand, no, how do we base our decisions? Paano ba tayo gumagawa ng decision? No? Our search for right and wrong sometimes starts with questions such as, what do the experts say? Or what do my friends say? Ano ba sinasabi ng mga kaibigan ko? But rather, our question should be, what does God's word say? No? Ano ba sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos? Ayun ang paniniwalaan ko, yun ang susundin ko for my decision. Why do we believe that we are more than conquerors? Because Jesus Himself said in John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, you will have trials. But take heart, be strengthened, no? Be encouraged. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world, and since Jesus seen us, we are overcomers in this world. Now, main point, we can have the faith that conquers because the God who lives inside of us makes us overcomers in Christ. Do you believe that? Let's say it all together. We can have the faith that conquers because the God who lives inside of us makes us overcomers in Christ. Is God living inside of you? Is Jesus in you? Then you are more than conquerors in Christ. Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. You can conquer the temptation. You can conquer pornography. You can conquer immorality. You can conquer compromise. Because Jesus who loves us is living inside of us. And so, do you want your faith to be strong? You want your faith to conquer things for God? Great, and achieve great things for God? Gusto nyo bang ma-conquer, at maangkin, at matanggap mga pangako at mga biyaya pagpapala ng Diyos sa buhay nyo this year, 2016? And let's have the faith to declare and let's have the faith to conquer. So, let's have a faith declaration again as we end. Okay, gusto nyo bang i-declare ang Word of God? Okay, because what you declare, you will have. What you say, what you speak, what you confess, you will possess. Diba? And what you have spoken, it will happen. Okay, so let's all stand as we have our faith confession again. Say it with all your heart. Speak it with all your might. Ready? Say this. I declare what the Word of God says I am. I am a child of God. I am forgiven because my sins have been washed by the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed from the curse. I walk in perfect health, even as my soul prospers. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The Lord surrounds me with favor like a shield. I will be blessed in whatever I do and wherever I go. God supplies all of my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am destined to win, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even my faith. The devil can't win and I can't lose, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. For I am called, honor God, to make disciples and be the godly servant leader that God has called me to be, for the glory of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let me pray for you. Lord God, salamat sa iyong salita. Help us to be like Caleb, to imitate his faith, a faith that conquers. Help us to have a solid commitment to you, that we will follow you wholeheartedly, that in everything that we do, say or think, we will glorify you. Lord, help us to have a strong confidence in you, that we will have confidence on your faithfulness, because you are so faithful. You're always faithful to your word. Help us to have that steadfast courage, because the righteous are as bold like as the lion. Kami ay kasing tapang ng mga leon. At dahil, because you have made us righteous through the blood of Jesus. Lord, thank you for giving us the faith that conquers, for your honor and glory, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to one of our podcasts. We hope it blesses and inspires you to honor God and make disciples. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app for free on the iTunes Store or Google Play. If you would like to share a story of God's faithfulness in your life, please visit victory.org.ph/mystory.